listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This is part one of the Pharmacy Podcast Network's press coverage of the 2024 Pharmacy Profits Summit Live, which took place in Dallas, Texas, March 10th through 11th. With over 340 pharmacy attendees and 74 exhibitors, it was the biggest and best Pharmacy Profits Summit ever. Here's our host of this amazing event, recording from Dallas, CEO of the PPN, Todd Urey.
Pharmacy Profits Summit Live 2024. Hey, we're talking about nitric oxide again. I have a special guest. Introduce yourself and your company to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Beth Shirley. I'm a pharmacist and a CCN, and I'm head of the research and development of Approved Medical Solutions.
Okay, Approved Medical Solutions has a nitric oxide product, but you take a very clinical approach to it, to really educating the patient of what this is going to do for their health. You're also doing that for pharmacists and brushing up on, you know, something they probably already remember. But talk to me about why has nitric oxide seemed to be becoming so popular these days?
Well, nitric oxide touches every physiological process. Plus, nitric oxide is a base of all healing. It governs circulation and microcirculation. So all of the action of delivery to cells of glucose, nutrients, and oxygen takes place down on the microcapillary level, and they have to be open and functioning.
All right, so when you are talking to a pharmacy owner that wants to start leveraging this as a product that they can sell, what are you teaching them to teach the patient of where it's most applicable? I mean, it's really, anybody can take it, but where is the sweet spots for it?
Blood pressure, diabetes, neuropathy, sexual function in both men and women.
Okay, and then what is your coaching to them to actually get it started from being able to sell it over and over again? Are you giving them any coaching to how to market it correctly to their community?
We have a little card that you can place by the register that gets the conversation started, like, have you tested your nitric oxide? So keep a little test tube strip by your register with the sign and get that conversation going.
And then they do the saliva test, and then it shows a coloration of if there's nitric oxide in their system or not.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very good. All right. And then if a listener wants to reach out to you, how do they get in touch with you?
LinkedIn, Facebook.
What's your website?
ApprovedMedicalSolutions.com.
ApprovedMedicalSolutions.com. All right. Well, it's always good seeing you at these events. Thank you so much for participating in this post show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Profit Summit Live 2024. The entire meaning of this conference is to support community pharmacy owners, and we have a brand new community pharmacy owner standing with us right now that I'm so proud of, Dr. Brianne Weiss. You and I have been Instagram friends for a while. I think it's been 2 years, and I've never met you.
At least.
So met you in person at this event, which it was so exciting to see you. But congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What is it like to come out of pharmacy school? I met you at a conference.
Yeah, we...
And you were in the...
We met... I think an APHA conference.
Right.
I believe.
Yes. And you were at that time not focused on pharmacy ownership. I think you were you just finishing up school?
I think I had just graduated. Yeah. I mean, ownership has always been on my mind, but it wasn't like in the forefront. So
what got you going to the point that you went from, hey, I think I want to own a pharmacy, to the point that you said, that's it, I'm doing it?
I mean, to be honest, it's always been my dream to be an independent pharmacy and have my own and kind of do a very different model than anything that exists. But the real pushing point was I was working for a major chain, I won't say which one, and I actually lost my job because I refused to stay quiet about a lot of things I saw that were dangerous, and I just had enough, and I said, this is the final push that I need to make the change that I want to see in this profession. And it's been about a year of working nonstop on this, and here I am about to open in 8 weeks.
So excited. So describe to our listeners the way that you're coming at your community differently than a traditional pharmacy, with functional and with services and clinical, which is literally what this entire conference is about.
For sure. So yeah, my model, I am going to have a traditional, you know, dispensing pharmacy. However, I'm also going to be very heavily focused in wellness and beauty. I'm going to offer med spa services. I personally am certified as a skincare consultant. I'm currently being licensed for functional medicine, so I'm going to have 6 treatment rooms in the back of my pharmacy doing very clinical work. Some things for pharmacists, CCM, I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing clinical pharmacy work, vaccines, functional medicine, IV therapy.
IV therapy.
Yep.
So that's for the right communities. And when I say that, I mean communities that have a little bit bigger cities attached to them, so that the income level is there where they want those kinds
for
of...
Sure.
Talk to us about, because that's still a mystery to me. Matter of fact, we might have to have you back. We'll have you on, like, This Week in Pharmacy sometime, describing them specifically. But talk to us about IV therapy.
Yeah, I mean, specifically, I'm opening in a little city on Long Island in Suffolk County. It's a very busy town. There's 40 restaurants on the street where my pharmacy is going to be. So, you know, you'll have people going out drinking the next day, come and get an IV from me. Even just the general wellness benefits, it's going to be huge.
It's incredible. So you're going to have ones that are for immunity, building your immune system, or ones that might help you get over a serious headache, or...
Yep.
As you said, if you drank too much and you wanted something to clear you up quickly.
Exactly.
It's like a whole thing. How many of those concoctions are there, or compounds are there?
Pretty much you just add whatever ingredients you want. You tailor it to the patient.
Okay.
So that's another huge aspect.
What about things like pharmacogenomics? What about allergy testing? What about testing, you know, as like point of care testing?
I'm doing it all. I literally am going to have a room dedicated to pharmacy services. So I'm going to be doing all of that. I'm hoping to have the body scanner machine, red light therapy. I mean, you name it, I'm going to have it.
It's incredible. I am so excited for you, Brianne. I want to keep following you. You said, when is the opening date? April what?
I don't have one officially. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it's 8 weeks from now.
But it's incredible. We'll be watching. Definitely be tagging your opening on Instagram. But how do people follow your journey? How can we get
a
hold of you?
My personal Instagram is farmd_Bree. And then my business Instagram right now is BMW_pharmacy.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Very proud of you. Congratulations. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Part of building and sustaining a community pharmacy are the systems that you employ, the pharmacy management systems, inventory management systems, special ways of buying and procuring product. EsriRx has been around for years now. Israel Green is here with me. Thank you so much for being part of the post show. Why do you keep coming back to Profit Summit?
Profit Summit is one of the most exhilarating shows because it's mostly pharmacies that are business owners that understand the need in order to consistently be profitable and make money and do everything right. And this show exemplifies that particular need, is that there are courses that are not necessarily CE courses. They're actually business courses that are not only clinical, but they're business too. Mm-hmm. So it's teaching you that aside from being a pharmacist and helping your patients, you also have to know how to run a business. And this show does that really, really well.
Why has EsriRx seemed to have taken fire lately? I'm seeing the platform everywhere. I know you're growing. What's happening right now, do you think, in the marketplace that's attracting people to your platform?
With DIR fees, pharmacies are really getting hammered with maintaining positive cash flow and making sure that their cost of goods are being profitable. So instead of pharmacies continuously focusing on their losses, they now have to shift the mindset and focus on the items that are profitable and buy those items better. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. EsriRx, it helps pharmacies shop, and it's not only on the winners. it's winners on the winners, mm-hmm. is that you essentially have to come in there, look for the items that are profitable in your store, and find better pricing on those. And that's what AzureX helps pharmacies do. A pharmacy that is not consistently shopping and is only focused on their primary will eventually lose in the long term. Mm-hmm. We just showed a whole group of Lisa's pharmacies that we saved over the last 30 days. We saved them $10,000 in savings. You cannot consistently rely on your primary contract and on your GPO. You have to make sure is that you're shopping every single item. So not just the losses, it's the winners too that you're doubling down on and making sure that you're actually buying those better than what you already are.
Can I, if I've never used the platform, can I try it and then if it doesn't work for me, not use it anymore? I mean, is it something that I can...
AzureX is completely free. It doesn't cost pharmacies anything.
Okay.
It's an extremely seamless and easy to use platform that you can sign up to. Sign up takes under 2 minutes, and something which we focused on heavily is really simplifying the process for pharmacies that are so busy already to be able to sign up, open up new accounts with wholesalers, and make the first purchase within a few hours and start saving instantly.
Israel Green, EzreRx, it's so good to see you here. We appreciate you being on the post show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Todd.
Huge part of running an independent community pharmacy business is your communication with your community, letting them know what's going on, letting them know what's different about doing business with your community pharmacy versus a big chain or a grocery store. Kelly, you are here with GRX Marketing. I think you guys come here every year. How many profit summits have you guys been to?
We've been to every one since I started a few years ago.
So this is number six for both of us then. Mm-hmm. Excellent. See, we're like the OGs out here hanging out. Tell our listeners, just in case they don't know, GRX Marketing, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we do marketing for independent pharmacies, and we work exclusively within the independent pharmacy realm. So we can help with everything from their in-store materials to social media management, provider and facility outreach, community awareness and engagement, all aspects of it.
The pedigree and history of GRX Marketing goes far back to a group of pharmacy owners that saw a common issue that they were having, and that was communications and marketing that really expressed what they were doing specifically. Mm-hmm. And Nicole McClure got involved in that, and that's actually what blossomed out of that collective. And it was a bunch of what were the name of the stores that it was the chain that
those Medicaps.
Medicaps, mm-hmm. Yes. So I mean that shows you how many years that you have to keep doing something. I'm on my 15th year of podcasting and building this network, and it's really drastically changed from where it was. Mm-hmm. But I know the way that I do things today is drastically different than my first year doing this. So you the same way. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is community pharmacy owners, you're listening right now. I know you get into a habit. I know right now you're driving to work. You might be dreading making payroll because of how things are gotten very tight and very competitive for you. But understand that you can't do things the same way right now in your marketing that you did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Kelly, talk to us about how you bring someone into that mind frame of making some communication changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with this year and how things have been going, a lot of the pharmacy owners that we've been talking with are focusing in on surviving. It's I don't want to spend money on marketing. I don't want to spend money on anything right now. And so it's talking about how we can shift things from instead of focusing on, for so long it was just, I need more scripts. I need people to come into my pharmacy so that I can talk to them about other things. And now they're like, I don't even want to do more scripts because I'm just losing money. And so we have been shifting again this year, specifically our mindset to, okay, great. Let's just keep the patients that you have. How do we get them to spend more? Or how do we get them more engaged with what's going on? And so a lot of the pharmacy owners that we've been talking with now, it's about doing a loyalty program. Mm-hmm. It's about doing, nutrient depletion and selling more supplements. It's about starting to charge for services that were previously free, like delivery or compliance mm-hmm. packaging, to get them to invest more into the pharmacy and getting paid for your time. It's letting your patients know about what's happening in your state with legislation and federally, with like all of like the PBM abuses and whatnot, utilizing the materials that are out there to really just educate them on what's happening and how they can support the independent pharmacy industry. And so that's kind of what our conversations have been around. It is about marketing, but it's also about shifting your message to educate and explain what's happening and, you know, focusing in on just getting more from your current patients as opposed to trying to just get more scripts like it's kind of has been for so long.
How are you training or teaching community pharmacists to communicate better through social media? Like, what, I know that there are kicking and screaming owners out there just because of a lack of time. Mm-hmm. And what I say to them when we talk to them about this is you need to find a technician or you need to find a pharmacist that has the understanding of how to use social media, how to use Instagram, TikTok, all of the platforms, because that's where your patients are. That's where your customers are.
Yeah, and the local personal style communications and posts always do way better than just your standard
too fancy
stuff or right. like using stock photos. And so, you know, the one thing that, you know, when somebody's trying to say, how do I get better at social media? I mean, the easiest thing is just put on social media the same way that you would talk to a patient. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to promote a supplement, how would you talk to a patient about it? Yes, you don't want to get as crazy long-winded, but, you know, we have clients who do just quick videos about, you know, antihistamines or, you know, allergy season or omega-3s or CoQ10, you know, things that they're trying to sell in their pharmacy. And it's, hey, I just want to talk to you about this supplement. And then you talk to the camera the same way you would talk to a patient about yep. what they need to know, potential side effects, why they should be taking this higher quality supplement versus a lower quality supplement. And, you know, people go to social media not to be sold to. They go to social media for the social engagement. Mm-hmm. They want to see your faces, your team, your pets, your community. Yeah. That's what's really going to drive that engagement more so than anything else.
And think about this. The majority of the people that come into a community pharmacy don't own their own businesses. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of mystery mm-hmm. that they walk into this beautiful establishment or this pharmacy and they wonder, just take the time to tell your story once in a while. Mm-hmm. Just look at the camera and be like, hey, this is the back of the pharmacy. As long as it's not, you know, you're not inviting criminals to break into your pharmacy.
This
is the combination of my safe. But no, just do things to show demystifying your organization mm-hmm. as well as what you do and how safety protocols are set up and all of this stuff that you probably take for granted mm-hmm. that if you explained it in a short 30-second, 60-second video, mm-hmm. it's content and it's a way to bring your community closer to you knowing that, wow, I didn't know this about this pharmacy, or I didn't know how long you've been in business, or I didn't know how long it took to become a pharmacist, but just talk to your community as if they don't know anything about you.
Right. We've done a lot of like employee spotlights too. So the pharmacists, pharmacy techs, cashiers, people that are in the pharmacy every day that your customers are engaging with, just be like, hey, what you might not know about Todd. Todd's been doing this for 15 years. Yep. You know, what is your favorite thing about working in an independent pharmacy? What is one thing that surprises you about working in an independent pharmacy? You know, that type of stuff. And again, it's the local, it's the personal stuff. That's what we have consistently seen over every single year that I've been doing this. Those local things always do way better and go way farther than any other type
of
post.
All right, so I'm listening to you. I want to engage. Kelly Bailey, GRX Marketing. How do I get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to our website, grxmarketing.com. All of our contact information is there. Obviously, we're here at the Diversify Show, so if anybody is listening from here, you can stop by our booth. Follow us on social media. I mean, we're on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, or X, I guess, as it's called now. But yeah, there's a lot of ways. Or you can just give us a call. My number is 515-280-2914, and I'm happy to talk with any independent pharmacy about how we can support them.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for your partnership with the PPN.
Yeah, thank you.
Marcello here at Profit Summit Live 2024. It's so good to see you again.
Hey, good morning. It's great to see you. Thank God you got in, right?
I was standing, I was getting coffee, and all of a sudden I turn around and I see Debbie's smiling face, and she's like, you made it. And I'm like, don't even get me started. It was one of the worst trips. I've been traveling now for 20 plus years. This has got to be top three worst trips.
Yeah, thank goodness that it was not a problem coming in from New York, which is unusual. But I'm sticking with one certain airline, and they've been doing well by me so far. So
yeah, I think I need to get to another airline. All right, so we are here, and I'm excited you're here. The reason why I'm excited you're here is because everything that Happier at Home is helping independent community pharmacies to build is in the realm of let's make more money for the organization, but let's also provide something to your community that is desperately needed.
Yes.
So talk to me about Happier at Home from people that may not have heard of Happier at Home that's listening to the Post Show.
Yeah, well, they have so many podcasts of ours to listen to now,
true.
So they could gather so much information. But Happier at Home gives our pharmacy owners a way to expand into home and community-based services by way of a franchise model. So it's a benefit because it's a proven model. But our pharmacy owners become Happier at Home business owners, and then they're able to expand into community-based services by providing things like light housekeeping, meal planning and preparation, assistance with activities of daily living. And by doing that, they're helping their community, increasing quality of care, helping their community members be able to stay in their homes and independent. And the really beautiful aspect of this is it is a private pay source of revenue. Mm-hmm. So we talk about diversifying all the time in our pharmacy owners' services and product lines. And so this is another way to diversify. But not only does it bring in that private pay cash source of revenue, but it also allows the pharmacy owners to increase the base of patients in their home. So then you can use those patient bases for increasing your long-term care at home services without DIR fees, of course. Maybe creating programs for them like immunizations at home, point of care testing. So it really works synergistically with our pharmacy owners' businesses. And so it helps to increase business with your pharmacy. And it also just provides more connection to your community with those mostly elderly patients, but also the disabled.
So there's a common misconception that I've picked up in community pharmacy. And it's not necessarily our younger owners. It's really the mid-level to older owners where they say they're not going to pay for it. Meaning if it's not insurance, they're not paying for it.
Right.
That is just not true. You have, before you even got exclusively into pharmacy, you proved to the communities that you were serving that that's not true. Kind of talk to our owners about that.
Right. And like I said, a franchise model is a proven business model. So right now we have about 21 franchisees, all except for three are pharmacy owners. So looking at our model, it always has been a cash-based model. One of the things we do is look at the territory that you're interested in and make sure that you have enough population within that territory that can support a private pay source of revenue. So it may mean your territory becoming a little bit bigger. But also on the patient side, if they are requiring services to stay at home and independent, they're going to look at those services and seriously consider them. Usually they're less expensive than paying for moving into an assisted living or a skilled nursing home. I mean, it is outrageously expensive now, especially with memory care assisted living. We're talking on the low side, probably about $3,500 a month, and then going all the way up to skilled nursing homes at $18,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you look at that, then home care seems very affordable and also helps people to just be able to stay in their home where they really want to be. Sometimes our patients aren't the ones paying for it also. Family members may pay for it. You know, there's also long-term care insurance that some people have. But really, health insurance does not pay for this type of care unless it's just short little episodic stints if they're post-discharge or post-op and may need, you know, just a few visits a couple times a week. But that always ends after the person is improving.
Does Happier at Home charge for a territory assessment, meaning if a pharmacy owner is listening to us right now and they're like, hey, this is really interesting. Do you, what's the, is there a charge to get them assessed to make sure that it's going to work?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
So it's all part of our process and the due diligence. So what they the process is like is that they would first schedule an appointment to speak with Dave, who is our vice president of, pharmacy development, franchise development. And so he'll talk with you, make sure it's a good fit, because we want people who are actually going to make this a successful model for themselves. So if there's not 100% buy-in, then it's probably not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just speak with Dave. He'll set up another appointment to look at a webinar so everything is detailed. You really understand it and understand the business model of home care services, care advocacy, and medication management solutions as well. And then if you're still interested, we'll have that territory developed, and that's when you would speak with me and review that territory together. And then if you continue on, we talk about the paperwork that's needed. You establish a separate entity from your pharmacy, and that's it. You're on your way to training, and our support is absolutely incredible. I have to say, we have the best support, best processes and software, and the best support for our franchisees to succeed.
All right, listening, you want to learn more, it's happieratomefranchise.com. Once again, that's happieratomefranchise.com. We'll have a link in our show notes. Debbie, it's so good to always see you at these events. I look forward to always talking with you.
Always. Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. There's always facets of business that are my least favorite. One of the least favorite things, if I have to borrow money or have some kind of credit line or have a bank involved in filling out all that paperwork and doing everything that I need to do due diligence to get the funding, it's one of the least favorite experiences of my life. I am with someone that I would partner with to take me through that complexity, right? Right, Greco? So tell me, Live Oak Bank here at Profit Summit Live, why do you guys invest in these conferences?
Todd, appreciate it. Yeah, is that before or after I charge you the 20% special for Todd Urey?
As long as I don't have to fill out the form, you can charge me extra, because I do not want to go through that.
I'll definitely take you up on that one. I'll take the extra fee for that. No, Todd, great to see you again. We're here in Dallas, and it's been a great show. Greco here with Live Oak Bank, senior loan officer, and help run the pharmacy vertical for Live Oak Bank. And look, it is no doubt that 2024 has started out to be a little bit of a tough year.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. We still have higher rates. Hopefully those are going to start to come down here. Mm-hmm. I think there's some really good news in that part of the world and news. But, you know, margins are tough right now. Reimbursements are challenging on some of the Med D and commercial plans. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I've been spending the last 2 days here talking to a lot of really innovative owners, and I have a tremendous amount of hope, because here at the summit, a lot of the Diversify RX members have been coming up to me with ideas about how they're making their business profitable, their plans for 2024, plans for 2025. And, you know, I have a lot of hope, because there's still a lot of really good owners out there. And those are the people that we want to partner with. We want to help them gain access to capital and be able to execute on their plans.
So what do you say to a pharmacy owner at this stage that wants to purchase that second store, or wants to buy someone out, or wants to do something? Like, what's the stages of me as a pharmacy owner preparing for growth? What's the best thing to do to get myself ready to connect with Live Oak Bank and make the decision, am I ready to do this? Am I ready to go forward?
Yeah, and I think we're seeing a lot of that now. I think we're seeing a lot of people who might own 1, 2, 3 stores or more, and they're thinking, hey, is there an opportunity here for me to purchase more and gain some economies of scale? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first thing I would say is, you know, make sure that your existing business financials are in order. Make sure that you have a good grasp on the accounting there. Make sure that you have a good idea about what your cash flow looks like. And then also have a good plan for if you're going to buy some more pharmacies, you know, are they going to be turnaround projects? Are they going to be diversified? Like, so for example, are you buying some long-term care? Are you buying some compounding? Yeah. How's it going to fit in the total portfolio? And then, you know, be ready with a good baseline starting price with the seller. Set proper expectations, you know. Make sure that while you're looking at the most recent tax year, which is going to be 2023, that you're also taking a good look at what 2024 looks like. And those are a lot of things that we're doing right now with people who are coming to us with plans for growth, is we're really partnering with them, making sure that, you know, they are properly setting up the business from a financial standpoint, that they're not going to be over leveraged for 2024. That's what I would say just, you know, right now, and always, you know, make sure that you have a good grasp on what your capital money look like at this time, and of course your credit. That's big.
Greco, I appreciate you being on the post show. Like I said, it's such an important part of a business owner's life cycle is tapping into a bank that understands their business differently than some other bank who's never financed maybe a pharmacy, and the life of a pharmacy is different than another bank.
No, absolutely, you're right. I mean, you know, we pride ourselves on not only being America's small business bank, but also being the pharmacy bank. You know, we understand this space. I've been lucky enough to be doing this for the bank now for 8 years, been in the space for a lot longer than that. And, you know, I think while it's, like we said, it's a little bit of a, you know, a little murky time right now with people figuring out what they're going to be doing, but I have a lot of hope for the rest of 24, and I think it's going to be a lot clearer come 25. We'll get through all this, you know, double DIR stuff, and soon that'll be over. But it's a great time for the bank. You know, we're launching our full checking and savings. Got a great business savings rate right now, and it's a great time to partner with a bank that understands your space. So I encourage everybody, reach out to Live Oak Bank on the pharmacy lending side.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. Thanks for participating in the show.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks for listening to the PPN's podcast coverage of the 2024 Pharmacy Profit Summit Live. We can't wait to see you back in Dallas on March 23rd through the 24th in 2025. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pharmacy Podcast Network on Apple, Spotify, or any podcast directory.